Located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask a very profound question. Are Christians targeted by our government, local, state, or national? Have you discovered that? Do you recall COVID and the governmental force to shut down churches, canceling religious liberties, freedom of speech, where pastors were persecuted, some prosecuted, where churches were closed by force of government, where Christian congregants were prosecuted as a result of even going to church, while houses of prostitution, bars, lounges, etc. were left open. It was the picking and choosing of the persecution process by the federal government. We have today a possibility of a fresh new day under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't want to elevate him to the position where we think that all that he does is right and everything that he does is godly. That's not the case at all. But I believe God is using an imperfect man with a fallen past and present sinful nature, just as we all in our life today. But God's using him to make some dramatic changes in America. With the presence of the operation that is simply called the Department of Government Efficiency, with Elon Musk, they're discovering billions. And in fact, the latest research said that Elon Musk, under his Doge team, have discovered about $1 billion a day they have been able to save the government, our taxpayers. $1 billion a day. I'm looking at an article. Musk Doge team reveals the biggest fraud in the U.S. history. $100 million stolen from taxpayers through Medicare alone. Elon Musk has donated the most explosive, detonated the most explosive revelation in modern history, sending Washington power brokers into desperate scramble to contain the fallout. A staggering $100 billion siphoned off from the American people, funneled through a system designed not to provide health care, but to fuel covert operations, line elite pockets, and sustain an agenda that was never meant to be uncovered. Medicare serves 68 million Americans. Medicaid serves another 73 million Americans. 1 in 4 citizens are trapped inside a system designed for plunder. Between June 2024, CMS was forced to suspend 850 agents and brokers for fraud, for unauthorized enrollments to illegal plan switches. You ever get the telephone call from health agency, some health services wants to tell you about how they can switch your plan? Let me just remind you, if there's a point where they ask you a question, you say yes. Are you, how are you doing? You say yes. What are your thoughts? Blah, blah, blah. They get as many yeses as possible. That then is crafted together to make it sound as though you've authorized them to switch your plan of Medicare or your health care in some fashion. They have discovered and suspended some 850 agents and brokers for fraud for that unauthorized enrollment or for the illegal plan switches. This article reads further. These are not isolated incidents. They were part of a larger calculated financial attack embedded in the very core of governmental health care as we know it. The Justice Department has been aware for years, but in June of 2024, the DOJ indicted 193 defendants, 76 of them medical professionals, $2.75 billion in Medicare fraud operation. Yet these were only the foot soldiers. The true architects remain untouched. Operation above the law. Since 2007, 5,400 defendants have been charged with more than $27 billion stolen. Still, nothing stopped the looting. The missing $100 billion isn't missing at all. It's been redirected into black ops, that's operational fundings, financing CIA secret shadow government programs, experimental weapons development, and covert global influence campaigns. Big Pharma's role is undeniable, using fraudulent Medicare payouts to keep hospitals, doctors, and insurers locked into their own control. Stolen funds also grease the wheels of political machinery. Untraced slush funds financing election interference and opposition and suppression. The laundering mechanisms are intricate, cycling these through stolen shell companies, offshore accounts, and private equity firms, ensuring those at the top remain untouchable. Now, the deep state is preparing its counterattack. The media is mobilizing a full disinformational blitz, branding Elon Musk, finding as exaggerated, as dismissing the team as unqualified. The DOJ and its intelligence agencies are poised to retaliate, likely fabricating an investigation into Elon Musk's access to the program and the data under the guise of national security. Expect in the near future, sudden SEC probe into Tesla, antitrust pressure on SpaceX, and government threats against Starlink, all calculated moves to silence Elon Musk. And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to emphasize today is the fact that we have a faster than a speeding bullet operation out of the Oval Office because Donald J. Trump as President of the United States of America through the office that has been set up, Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk and his team of very, very well-qualified young men that are operating the equipment and the technology that's finding this, and all of a sudden, you would think the world is coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, Shadow Government, Democrats Go to War Against Doge. The U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer declared Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, as a shadow government. Schumer and others from the Democratic caucus had gathered the media to discuss the Elon Musk helmeted agency gaining access to the Treasury Department payment system. The five gathered Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Ron Wydner, Elizabeth Warren, Patty Murray, and Brian Snazer, argued DOG had no authority to access the payment system. They claimed Musk had illegally accessed the system. The Democrats also argued that President Donald Trump has no authority to interfere with the congressionally approved funding. Unfortunately, for the senators, this is incorrect. In fact, DOGE office is a reworking of an Obama-era agency known as the United Digital Services. Just as Doge, the digital service was created unilaterally by the president. Ladies and gentlemen, when you find fraud, waste, and theft that is taking place on such a wide scale, certainly you would expect the Democrats to cry, hair on fire. And so also, ladies and gentlemen, when you find such deep embedded Christian hate, animosity through the federal and state governments, you understand why there's a need for President Donald J. Trump to set up an anti-Christian organization, a search within the government to determine if something is taking place that ought not to take place against the Christians and the Christian community. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Let me, before I say that, telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts about Doge and what is taking place? But more importantly today, what are your thoughts in relationship to the president setting up an agency to search out, seek out, and to find that anti-government bias against Christians? Look at the article. It says, President Trump said that he wants to be able to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government. He cited the Department of Justice, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He said, we want to protect all Christians in schools, in military, in government, in workplaces, hospitals, and the public squares. He said, we need to go back to one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that points out very poignantly why this is necessary. Headline: Democrats charge Christian prayer should be banned in the Capitol. In case you didn't get that, let me read it again. Headline: Democrat charges Christian prayer should be banned in the Capitol. The article begins this way. The National Prayer Breakfast has hosted members of the government for a time of nonpartisan prayer since 1953. Though this is the first year the event was held at the Capitol, California Democratic Representative Jared Huffman protested the National Prayer Breakfast Thursday, claiming it violates the separation between church and state. The congressman said on Twitter video that Christian prayer should not be allowed at all in the Capitol building and that the government needs to build a wall between church and state to uphold the secular republic, he calls it. Further, he says Huffman went on to show several buttons he wore to the event, one that said, build this wall, with the image of the Capitol building and the church, and another that said, entering Gilead, the reference to the creepy dystopic theocracy, he said, is the slippery slope where we're headed down with events like this. So look, we should not be having a Christian prayer in the sanctum of the United States Capitol Statutory Hall, he said. This is an actual violation of the church and state separation like we've never seen before. The Constitution prevents Congress from establishing a national church. It doesn't say presidents can't publicly pray, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful that President Trump has set up a search to find and to ferret out anything that's against Christians, Christian bias, eradicating Christian bias in America. He signed that order, and I'm looking at the headline. I'll read a paragraph, and then we'll take our next caller. Trump signs executive order targeting anti-Christian bias. In 2023, the House Select Committee on Weaponization of the Federal Government reported that under the pretext of tackling the threats of domestic terrorism, the FBI's Richmond office described certain radical traditionalist Catholics as violent extremists and proposed opportunities for the FBI to infiltrate the churches as a form of threat mitigation. The mission of the task force will be to halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination in the federal government, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, and other agencies, Trump said in his speech at the National Prayer Breakfast this past week. Ladies and gentlemen, part of this article reads, the mission of the task force, listen, this is important. The mission of the task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination in all federal government, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, IRS, and agencies, Trump said in the speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. In addition, the task force will work fully to prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society and to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers on a national basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that we could say anything further other than amen, amen to what is taking place there. This article further says, Trump also said he's forming a House Faith Office. In the first week of office, Trump pardoned 23 anti-abortion activists, including Paula Harlow, whom he said had been jailed simply for peacefully praying in front of an abortion clinic. Harlow was arrested October the 22nd, 2020. She was prosecuted during the Biden administration and convicted of federal offenses. She was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Trump said Thursday in his breakfast remarks that this should not have been used to prosecute her. Grateful that he is safeguarding our religious liberties, appointed by Pam Bondi to lead the task force against anti-Christian bias in the federal government. The article goes on and on with what he's doing and what it's going to do and the purpose of it. And I'm thankful for that. What are your thoughts? Do you believe there needs to be a commission in the federal government to investigate, look into the possibility of bias against Christians? I've got a list as long as my arm of evidences of Christian bias in America that we're going to look at in just a moment and find out if you think any of these things are fraudulent or you think it's real and needs to be investigated, canceled, or changed. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, and God continue to bless you in what you're doing. I just wanted to bring out one point to remind our listeners that we all of us are looking at the kind of hatred that is meted out towards Donald Trump and the venom, and all of us, most of us know that it's not that he's hated as a man, an American, and a businessman, and he was a friend of the very people who are passing on the venom onto him, who hate him so desperately now. We have to remember that he was their friend only because he decided to take a stand and take a different position, he cannot afford to see, watch his country go the way it's going, and he need to do something, to try to do something to rescue America from where it's going. So I think we just need to keep in mind that the goal, there's a goal, there's an aim to bring down this country, to weaken it, disable it, paralyze it, and even to destroy it. We have to keep that in mind, that was the plan, to bring down the globalism. Cannot deal with a strong America, and we know globalism is getting ready, the globalists. They cannot deal with us because a strong America is not going to surrender its sovereignty to any power. So a strong America is a problem for globalism. Take Islam. Islam has a determination to bury Christianity and to take over. Christianity has been the strongest religion over the and so on. And we know the Islam, Muslim, that say convert or die and so on, and you dare not convert from Muslim to Christian. And we know their goal is to take over one of these days. And we know that there are those who eventually did everything to change the population of America, to make it Muslim, more Muslim than ever, bringing in Muslims from Muslim cultures, bring them in and fill up and allow some demographic in some parts of America to become Muslim. And of course, you know, one president said America has not been a Christian country, and we know those who are promoting the Muslim over Christianity. So we see where the enemy is, where the problem is, and of course the other one is communism. Russia, China, over the years would do anything to see America become a communist country like anywhere. So the problem is to get this, and when we sink this country in the ground with nearly 40 trillion out, nearly 40 trillion of indebtedness, is destruction. You're gradually burying the country, and that's where it's going. And the problem is, how come Americans fall for this type of thing, that want to see their money?
Lily, you're exactly right, and you touched on it correctly. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, the scripture is very clear. The love of money is the root of all evil, and what we're finding today with what Elon Musk and his team's uncovering is that money trail of where the money was intended to go, where the legislative process said it would go, versus where it actually went, and the siphoning off of mega billions of dollars for fraudulent causes to build up what you have just stated so clearly, the globalist agenda. Lily, all we can do is keep praying, but one of the things that I want to end our conversation on is the fact that President Trump, with the introduction of the new commission to search out and find if there's any bias in the government, I believe that that is one of the greatest things that he's done in this new term of his presidency, and we need to be thankful for that. We're going to talk about that in a moment with the parts and the different sections of that new legislative endeavor that he's done by executive order, and I pray that God will continue to use it. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth now. Lily, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today as we keep serving the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Eradicating Anti-Christian Bias. Now, you might ask the question, do we have Christian bias in America? Listen, we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the Christian bias. Christians were persecuted and prosecuted and challenged when they would go to the school board and challenge the school boards about the sodomite agenda, the porn agenda, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, CRT, etc., is being taught in the schools. The FBI, ladies and gentlemen, carried out the orders of a 32-page document created by DOJ to go out and persecute and prosecute those parents and consider them domestic terrorists. So yes, there's Christian bias. The FBI started sending undercover agents into churches to determine what was taught or preached, whether or not it was anything they could consider as against the state. Silence concerned pro-lifers. They would do everything they possibly could for sincere pro-lifers that were standing in front of the clinics and trying to defend unborn babies. They were arrested, persecuted, prosecuted, and put in prison. Christian nurses, doctors that objected to having to do abortions and the transgender surgeries, persecuted, prosecuted, put out of the medical field. Any doctor that stood against the COVID death jab were prosecuted, persecuted, and their license taken. Government regulations have for many years now prevented prayer in the Bible in the classrooms. Listen, at this moment, a teacher can't lead in prayer. That's against the constitutional liberties and the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. That teacher cannot have a Bible on top of the desk in that classroom. That's Christian bias, Christian persecution. Ladies and gentlemen, during COVID, the pandemic, millions of churches and Christians and pastors were persecuted, prosecuted, and the state and federal government agencies, churches were closed, Christians fined, and pastors jailed. So yes, we have Christian bias today. May I say, as I look at the article in relationship to that, Eradicating Christian by Anti-Christian Bias. This article is dated February the 6th. By the authority vested in me as president of the committee and president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, I hereby order Section 1, Purpose and Policy. It is the policy of the United States and the purpose of this order to protect all Christian religious freedom in America and to end any anti-Christian weaponization of government. The founders established a nation in which people were free to practice their faith without fear of discrimination or retaliation by their own government. For that reason, the United States Constitution enshrines the fundamental rights of religious liberty in the First Amendment, further prohibit government from interference in America's rights to exercise their religion, prohibits religious discrimination in employment, while federal hate crime laws prohibit offenses committed by and due to the religious animus. Yet the previous administration engaged in egregious patterns of targeting peaceful Christians while ignoring violent anti-Christian offenses. The Biden administration of justice sought to squelch the faith in public square by bringing federal charges against charges and obtaining a numerous case multi-year prison sentence against nearly two dozen peaceful pro-life Christians for praying and demonstrating outside of abortion clinics. Those convicted, including Catholic priest, 75-year-old grandmother, as well as an 87-year-old woman and a father of 11 children, who were arrested 18 months after praying and singing hymns outside an abortion facility in Tennessee as part of the politically motivated prosecution campaign by Joe Biden administration. President Trump says, I rectify this injustice on January 23rd, 2025 by issuing pardons in all of these cases. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is important. I want us to understand this. The Attorney General shall serve as chair of the task force. In addition to the chair of the task force shall consist the following other members: Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Secretary of Education, Veterans Agency, Homeland Security. And it goes through every federal department, ladies and gentlemen, is to sit on this group chaired by Pam Bondi to search out, seek out, find any and all anti-Christian bias in the federal government and to eradicate it completely. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, we should be able to praise the Lord and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. What does that mean? That means every governmental agency will recognize and respect our God and our given religious and liberties. It will cause created as a federal regulation that no bias against Christian pastors, doctors and nurses, teachers will be allowed in America. Pastors and churches and Christians will be free with no censorship on social media for what they preach and teach. Christian doctors and Christian nurses will be free to express their Christian beliefs without fear of reprisals. Christian teachers will be free to read the Bible, display the Ten Commandments in class, and have prayers in the classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray and ask God to continue to give strength and ability and wisdom to President Donald J. Trump as he continues to lead America to turn back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, this term to eradicate Christian bias is something we ought to be thankful for. It says in this Christian bias eradication, review the activities of all executive departments and agencies, including the Department of Health, the Department of Justice, Department of Federal Bureau of Investigation, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education. Ladies and gentlemen, it covers every department that Pam Bondi is charged with the responsibility of eradicating that Christian bias. I'm thankful for it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth.